Oasis Audio presents A Surrendered Heart by Tracy Peterson and Judith Miller. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. Wednesday, April 26, 1899. Rochester, New York. Cholera on the rise. Epidemic anticipated in Rochester. Amanda Broadmoor glanced at the imprudent headline that emblazoned last night's edition of the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. Why must the newspaper exaggerate? People would be frightened into a genuine panic with such ill-advised news reporting. Turning the headline to the inside, she creased the paper and slipped it beneath a stack of mail on the marble-topped table in the lower hallway of her family's fashionable home. Certain this most recent newspaper article would cause yet another family squabble, she had hidden the paper in her bedroom the previous evening. Of course, the Broadmoors were among the social elite of Rochester, New York. Amanda had never known need or want, and when bad things dared to rear their ugly heads, she had been carefully sheltered from the worst of it. All that had changed, however, when she decided to seek a career in medicine. At 21, Amanda felt she had the right to make her own way in life, but her father and mother hardly saw it that way. Their attitudes reflected those of their peers and the world around them. Women working in the medical field were highly frowned upon, and a woman of Amanda's social standing was reared to marry and produce heirs, not to tend the sick, especially not those suffering from cholera. And Mama can be such an alarmist. At the first report, Amanda's mother had suggested the entire family take refuge at their summer estate, located on Broadmoor Island.